Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello. You guys are so amazing. Welcome back to Mission Accepted Podcast. If you're like, what the heck am I doing here? Mission Accepted sounded really good. You're going to laugh with us. We're going to talk about taking the mission. If you are anywhere in the world of self-funding, like, this was a great idea, I'm going to start my own business, or let me see, someone dragged you into it, or you had the back against the wall and you were like, I can't go into work one more day. I just can't do it. This is not me. I'm not living my dream. Then welcome home. Because you get to come over to this side of Cray Cray. So we have a lot of fun over here, and we talk about seriously why people take the mission and why, if you choose to, why you should too. If not, you can just come along the journey and laugh with us and hear about what we do over here. Now, let me see, you fantastic audience. Now, it's really tough for me to say that you guys are the best podcast audience when I have someone who's like in the world of podcasting, but I'm sorry, Kanisha, I just got to tell you, these guys are the best audience. You know why? Because they call, they tell, they listen, they share. And we have a big audience over in Ireland. So shocking. We talk about Ireland quite a bit, but you guys are the most adventurous. You are the most adventurous. You want to expand your brand, and you're willing to go do things that other people haven't done. Oh, and we have a guest today that does exactly that. Who knew? Who knew? So look at, welcome to the stage. Kanisha is an amazing woman who has a different angle on podcasts than you might know. And I'm very excited to share that. So welcome to the party, girl.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. One, as a fellow podcaster, I absolutely love how you invite your audience in. Oh my goodness, is you all as her audience. Y'all have an amazing host. I mean, I'm already impressed with Deb, so that's why I'm excited to be here. But oh my goodness, I think I've just been taught some things I need to do for my own podcast. This is why I love the collaboration. You learn from amazing people when you get to collaborate. So thank you for having me. You're teaching me already.
No worries. I mean, we're going to be doing some great things together. You're going to see her name often. I mean, you probably don't even know that I have a class where I teach people how to be rock star guests and teach podcast hosts how to monetize from their first show. Because what we do, right? What we do is so valuable, valuable, that the reason we're going to be doing some collaboration is because you've been able to create a whole considerable income. I mean, this is the soul of your business. For people like who may be listening, or even people like myself, I have a podcast, but I have a business. I've got a book. I've got a company. We've got things going on, this little party thing that we got going on with this, you know, women's event. And I'm looking for places to platform what it is I do. I'm looking for that new modern media form of advertisement, right? And you offer that. So companies come to you and they're like, I want to get my brand out. And I know this podcasting thing. So, you know, I'm teaching people how to monetize podcasts. You're working with companies that want to monetize off people that are rocking their show. And absolutely. If that sounds confusing, that's cool. I don't have to explain it to you. She does. And she's created a whole business around this. Like, look at this is the world where you get to just dial in what you want to do. Like, there is industries that are popping up. I mean, someone said to me once, and I think I was in grade 7. Do you want to be a teacher, a nurse, or an airline stewardess? I'm like, I'll take the stewardess because that sounds way more fun. Not anything against teachers and nurses. But I was like, I clearly am a woman of freedom. Mm-hmm. So look, tell us about this new job that you're the only person that I know does this.
You know, it's new, Deb. And I'm going to give it old spin, because when I was talking about it to one of my coaches, which is one of the reasons I love my podcast, Coach Up Podcast, because I interview coaches who are at your level who have so much wisdom and experience. And so I get introduced to new things. So one of my coaches talked about and said, it's basically media buying. And I thought, oh, I've never heard that terminology. But at the same time, because the podcasting space is so new, it's not being done a lot. And so exactly what is it? It is exactly what you said. It is businesses advertising on a medium that is exploding and growing. I'll give you a statistic why podcast is so important for businesses, whether small or large, who want to get their business and they want to get their name exposed to people who are going to buy it, right? We're mm-hmm. all in business. If you're in the business where you need to sell to people, that is part of your business. You need to be exposed. One of the things to know is podcasts right now, approximately, they're about 5 million. People may hear that and say, oh my goodness, it's saturated. It's not. So if you're thinking about start a podcast, because when you get to the active podcasts, those who are actively producing shows, episodes every week, like Deb and I, then that number shrinks drastically. But to compare it, YouTube, where everybody goes for YouTube University, huge search engine, a lot, has over 30 million YouTube channels. That is a lot of fish in that ocean. If you're in the podcast space, you are very much targeted, very small. And so that also means that another stat is people trust the people that they listen to on a podcast. Because if I'm listening to a podcast, I have chosen that that is a medium, a person who has grabbed my interest. I'm listening on a regular basis because I trust this person. I've bought into them. We buy into the content. We buy into the information we're going to learn. But information is information. Information is free. Podcasts are free. YouTube is free. There's so many ways you can get information, but you buy into the person that has given it to you, right? Like Deb and I connected because your vision is so amazing. Your energy is so amazing. That's why you and I connect. You could be doing something similar. I could be doing something similar. But if there wasn't a connection, we wouldn't work together, right? Same thing when people listen to a podcast. You connect with that person. So for businesses, another stat is 38% of individuals who hear about a new product on a podcast will make a purchase. Now, I'm not in marketing. I'm not in advertising. That's not my background. I'm getting into it now in the building of this business. But that sounds like a pretty high conversion that people want to take advantage of, especially businesses. So as a business, you're putting yourself in a position through the business that I'm building by allowing yourself to be exposed to a warm market who already is the market that you're looking for. Because with 5 million podcasts, there's a market for everybody. And you already know if you're a business owner who your ideal client is. You already know I'm looking for moms who are 40 to 52, who are about to go through menopause or headed on the direction or pre-menopause, what have you. And they have children who are leaving the home in the next 5 to 10 years. That's my target market for my product, for my service, what have you. There are podcasts who have that particular audience. Pair that with you're putting your product in front of those individuals. 38% of the people who hear about your product or service are likely going to purchase. You've just exponentially improved the conversion for your business, the sales, right? But a lot of businesses don't have time to find, vet mm-hmm. through those podcasts. That's what I get to do. I love it. Deb, the fun thing I love about this angle of my business and this part of my business is as a podcaster, I get to connect with other podcasters, right? I get to help my fellow podcasters in this space to mm-hmm. generate more money, which you do, right? Like your expertise is monetize your podcast. I get to help support that, but I get to connect with podcasters all over. I get to grow my network of people who are my fellow colleagues in a space that I love, as well as help serve businesses to find the right podcast for them. And it takes pressure off of the business because they don't have to vet. They don't have to look for who has my ideal audience. I get to do all of that for them and then just make the connection, which is funny because when I created my IG handle, which is The Connection Collaborator, literally it was Jesus. It was not me. I didn't know where it came from. But as the business began to unfold and the fact that I connect people, it just works perfectly. So that's what I get to do. And that's how I help businesses.
Okay. So normally I ask my guests kind of how they got into what they're doing first, but I want to break that out a little bit because our audience, when loves good information. Two, they're clearly on a podcast listening. And many of them have podcasts. So let's break it out because this is a new job, right? This new job. Now, most of us understand media buyers, right? People that buy media and sell media. And there's many different models, many different platforms, kind of like what we're doing on our big women's event, right? You can be a speaker, you can be an author, you're going to be shown on TV if you want, you don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, there's all sorts of different forms of media that you get when you buy to come in, but this is very different of what you're doing. And so I love that. Did you say there's 5 million active podcasts right now? Is that what you said?
There's 5 million.
5 million.
Active?
The odds are 90% of podcasters that are here right now won't make it to their 100th show. And that's what I do. I save people from going, I don't want to do their show anymore. And you do something different. So very interesting. Now, who do you serve, or do you serve both? So I'll put myself in this spot. Forget it. Let's use my son's business. Okay. Cause that's just takes away from me. You guys are sick of hearing about me. So here's my son. He's 19. Everybody knows he's launching a new streetwear fashion brand. Super cool. Okay, great. Right. He's in, we know his demographic. You can imagine it right now. It's people that are into streetwear and what have you. So he's like, I'm like, hey, Ocean, you need to talk to her. Getting on a podcast is funny. So he is someone he has part of this podcast. We bring Gen Z, people in business. If you have if you're a business of the Gen Z, give me a call. We'll get you on the show. And so he does that. That's just for say that this is his podcast. So for someone like him, what is it that you can offer? So you say, hey, Ocean, you pay, right? So he purchases your services and you get do they mention his name? Like, do they show his product? Like, what does it look like? Is it like an ad on TV? Is it like, what does it look like?
Oh, that's a great question. So the beautiful thing, to answer your last question, the beautiful thing is the negotiation of what it's going to look like for the business that's advertising with the podcast is based on what the business is looking for and what the podcast has to offer. And so they get to work out those details. I'm involved, but it is a matter of, and that's part of my research for a podcast. So for a podcast to say, we offer, if we're going to do sponsorship. So let's talk sponsorship because most people know that term, right? So if a business is going to say, I'm going to buy sponsor ads for a podcast and I want to have my business advertised on that podcast for 3 months, mentioned once every episode they have. In addition to that, for the amount of money I'm paying, I want to negotiate that if they're on YouTube and they have audio, then I'm on both. In addition to that, I want to be mentioned in their social media twice a month. In addition to that, I want to be sent on an email blast twice a month as well. All of that's negotiated in, and that the business can determine with the podcast what's the best for bang for my buck that you're offering. And like I said, I do some of that vetting, but every deal, as we know, with every customer is going to be different and customized. Mm-hmm. So that's how I serve the business. The podcast is already what's your initial that you're offering. Because some podcasts will say, we only offer, we'll do a mention or we'll do an ad, a red ad, or you can do the ad and just send it to us. They may say that's all I'm doing. So I know that, and that's what allows me to be able to match best with the businesses that say, to answer your first part of your question, who do I serve? I serve the business and I serve the podcast because it's a relationship for both. I'm the one in the middle. And so actually with the initial contract that I would have with the business would come to me and say, I want to advertise. This is my audience. This is my budget, right? Then I would say, okay, great. Put me on retainer. I will find that for you. And then also as you negotiate with the podcast and we have those conversations, there will be a commission on the back end of that for, however many times you're going to advertise and what all of that looks like. But my service is to help that business make sure that they're getting the advertising for the dollar amount that they're willing to spend that fits their exposure desire, ultimately.
Very interesting. So I love that we're doing a breakout because it's new, right? It's like, what do you mean there's a place that sells burgers and fries? So what are they called? And which, by the way, a good friend of mine's dad turned down owning the first McDonald's in Vancouver. So, when they're like, hey, everything happens for a reason. I'm sure he doesn't agree to that. So,
oh my goodness.
Right. If I always say walking out of a casino, you hear a lot of shoulds. I should have left earlier. I should have, but anyways, so for you, you serve. So, again, so Ocean comes to you there. He's like, I'm looking for podcasts that are in the streetwear industry. This is a sector. This is the age, what have you. And then you can start to kind of negotiate how much exposure, what that exposure looks like. Now, I'm going to reverse this. So you obviously have vetted and you have a circle of podcasts. Okay. I know there's lots of podcast hosts and so Ocean has a podcast actually. We're on it. So what does a, right? Wow. Look at you, Ocean. Look at you go. So what does the podcast, so the podcast person is getting, so I'm like, you're like, hey, Ocean, I've got someone that wants to put something on your show. Does the podcast company pay you or is it, are you getting covered? Like, can a podcaster come to you and say, hey, I'm looking for sponsors. And what does that look like? Are you servicing both?
That's a great question. I have not added where the podcast.
Oh, well, I should be your business coach.
I see, because I could add another avenue and a stream of income there. I've not. It's come from the business. The business has been the payer of my services. Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
But
that's
I see where you're going.
I just wanted to give people a scope of it because when it has something, when there's something new about it, it's like where, you know, where's it rooted? Where is the details come in and how? And that's very cool because when most people think about podcasts and advertising. So for us, one of the ways that we revenue generate from this show is because people come on as experts. So they really want airtime. They're like, I have a business. You have the audience that I want. I really want to be seen. And so they come on for a three-part series or a six-part series as an expert. And they pay to play that way. And you know, we do all sorts of things.
I love the series.
Look at you. Look at, I'm going to send you my bill. I'm going
to
send
you
my bill.
Okay. You might have to.
We're going to be talking. We're going to be doing lots of stuff. Are you kidding? That's kind of how this works. Okay. I'm sure you didn't answer an ad on LinkedIn for this job. What and how did this come into your life, Ms. Connector?
Oh my goodness. Okay. I love that question because, so I am a woman of faith and I'm okay to mention who I serve on here.
Oh, absolutely. This is okay. Look at, we have no edits, by the way. So you know how you're like, I can edit. I just came off her show, which rocked, by the way. And we don't edit, like things fall down. Like I've had things fall down and Dorothea's like, too bad for you. So we don't edit. Say something you're not supposed to, mention an ex's name. Oh, well, too bad, so sad. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to get released. Okay. So I'm a woman of faith. I am a lover of Jesus. I love that y'all don't edit. That makes life so much easier. I don't blame you, Doretha. My podcast started because literally Jesus told me to start the podcast. And I would have decided, if I could have decided who I was going to interview, it wouldn't have been coaches because I'm not a coach. So I interview 6 and 7 figure coaches. I'm excited that I now have you on my podcast, Deb. But I'm not a coach. I did coaching in corporate America, but I'm not in corporate America anymore. So the Lord was like, I need you to interview coaches. I think it was because he knew that I needed some coaching. I thought I was okay, but I've been coached enough by the coaches that have come on that I realize he knows what he's talking about. So I have these coaches who come on, and because you all are amazing, because you naturally share what you do, I will have coaches who start coaching. They will start asking me questions either before or after we finish the interview. And it just happens. It's never a full-fledged. I haven't gotten a bill yet. That's why I continue to
promote. Okay, I just want to interrupt right now. If you don't have the money for a coach, if you don't have the money for a coach, you just start a little coaching podcast and you're going to get coached for free forever. So let's see what else we can transfer that to something else. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Absolutely. So in the midst of that, one of the coaches that I was having a conversation with, we had finished our interview and she was asking me, we were talking about businesses and I was telling her, this was still a new idea. The Lord had given me the idea of, oh, how do I could help podcasters with their sponsorship. Let me rephrase that. I was thinking about monetizing mine, Deb, again, what you do. And so I was talking about it and I was asking her, I said, you know, what podcast would you look for to advertise on? And she said, Deb, she said, you know, I'm looking for entrepreneurs who are already at 30K plus. She talked about what she's looking for and that being her audience. And she said, you know what? What I don't have time to do is I don't have time to vet the podcast who have my audience. She said, but with what you're talking about and you're talking about monetization, you could do that. And that's a 7-figure business. I said, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, Deb, and I know you've probably had these moments in life. But we have all these ideas. God will give us, let me not say God. We'll have all these ideas. And then when God gives us the right idea, we always know what it is. But you have an idea where there's just peace. where there is just, it clicks, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that's what you're supposed to do. When she said that, I had peace. You know, because I have a coaching background, I talked to many coaches and some of them have said, you need to coach. And so in Kenesha's thoughts, not following Jesus, I was like, well, let me try. I'll put myself out there. I do actually have one person that I coach because I said, I'm going to try it and see how I feel. And I coach her and she's wonderful and she's doing great things. But it was a me thing. And I didn't really have peace about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. But when she said this, there was an immediate sense of peace. And I said, that's the extension of my podcast business that I'm supposed to be doing. And so that is how it's come about. And that is what we've been working in and building in for the last few months. And it's been great.
Wow, that's amazing. I just think it's incredible how ideas come. I mean, I always say, watch out for the books that get thrown in front of you. You know what I mean? Like, I was having a conversation with myself yesterday morning about a certain something. And then I had a meeting with somebody who is going to be working to get grants for Ocean's business. And we're talking because she's in a different country and we're battling, blah, 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 blah. And she just happened to say something. And I was like, and then I just happened to say something. And we kind of dug into a section in our life that we both really, it's a personal development section part of our life that we like. And she's like, oh my gosh, there's this perfect book you should read. And I'm like, oh, really? What's it about? And she described exactly what I was thinking about in the morning. And I'm like, what's the name of the book? And I was like, so I even like sent it to her. I'm like, is it this book? And she sent a picture back with that book. And you just know. I mean, you just know, right? So it's like, you know, in the moment, whether it's the book you're supposed to read, whether it's the course you're supposed to take. Honestly, I've been telling people the next book that I write is hashtag God pick on somebody else, because these projects that he's giving me are ridiculous. I'm like, I'm calling the Ireland tour the ridiculous tour. We're, you know, now I'm looking at pushing it because this is so big. Now we're going to do speaker shout outs. Now there's 450 women. I'm like, what? Now we're doing. So anyways, when you say yes, you got to go with it. But it is very true. It is very true. I just wrote in a book of an amazing woman, Alexandra, in a very small town in the Bahamas, in Nassau. She's in a town of 300. Somehow she found this big women's project that we got going on right now, which you guys all know, it's the big 262 summits and all of that. And she contacted me. She's like, I live in a town of 300 people. I'm in the Bahamas and the internet's going in and out or whatever. She goes, I want to put us on the map. I'm like, yeah, you do. So she comes in. And so now I'm writing this article for her book because she's like, wow, you did an anthology. I'm going to do one too. I'm like, okay, sister, you go for it. Yeah. And I write in her book. And I remember part of that in my story, it's like, sometimes like things just happen and you know, like you just know. And I said, when that stops coming, then I'll stop doing, because people are like, when are you going to stop? And I'm like, well, when he picks on somebody else, because when, I'm kind of thinking these two projects should clear my karma or something. So I'm like, when the creativity stops, I'll stop being creative. Right. So.
And there's nothing, it's got to be big. If it's God, it's got to be big, right? Because he's not a small guy, right? If you create the universe, you can't be small. So when he right. says do something, it's got to be big and it's got to have a massive impact. We don't always see it initially because you got to do the work to get there, but it's got to be big, which is why this Ireland book tour is going to be ridiculous, but it's going to be ridiculously great.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Good things in store.
Okay, so that was a lot to listen, download, and you guys, and I'm sure you're writing and da 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 and making a time. And that is the story of how you got to doing what you were doing. And I love these new projects. So let's just kind of divert that. I just came off your show talking about top performance, right? And you've coached corporate. So I love this. And I love people throwing out. So top performance is just being able to get where you want to go just a little easier, a little less stress. You know, maybe quicker, maybe faster, maybe making 10%, 20%, 30% more income when you do something. So as someone who's gone from corporate now into the world of cray cray, that's called entrepreneurship in case you didn't know. What are some of your top performance tips? What are the things that you can share with us that helps you do a little bit faster, better, easier, less tears?
I love that. Less tears. Oh my goodness. This is interesting that you asked that, because I've actually just the last week or so been thinking about top performance and thinking about when I was in corporate, what did I do probably nothing different. Like, okay, you guys listening, anything you hear us say, 97% of it is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. You just may be hearing it from the source that you're listening to, maybe for the first time, or you've probably heard it 30 times, and this time it's just going to click. That's just how we work as individuals. But I was thinking about this, and so you actually talked about this on my podcast, and one of them is the tracking, right? And I will talk from a coaching standpoint, and it applies to business, but tracking what your clients are doing. For me, tracking what your business clients are doing, right? What are my podcast clients doing? What are my business clients doing who are paying for this advertising on podcasting? And the tracking that I'm talking about is, we know that there needs to be data. We know that there needs to be numbers that you can look at, but I'm talking about the details that create the relationships that make, that take you up another level, right? Things such as knowing about Ocean, your son, knowing about your daughter, and having those details written somewhere that when you go back to having a conversation with that person, you can say, oh, okay, it's a refresher. Because when you're in our world, Deb, I know you've met thousands, if not millions of people, and not over social media. I'm talking about had conversations with individuals, met them. We are talking about things in depth. Okay, our brains are brilliant. Thank God he made them the way they are, but we still need some help remembering, right? And so writing those things down and starting those conversations off with, you know, business is business. And I am, so the Lord has had to help me with this. When I was young, oh my goodness, I wouldn't talk to you about anything personal. I needed help as a leader. Okay. And if you're new, if you're an entrepreneur, or even if you're not and you're in any type of leadership and you're somewhat new, get to know your people. It's okay to have a relationship with them. That's important. Just know some things about them so that you can create that connection. And it's not to do it for the transactional purposes, but truly know about them. Because when you care about people, you care because you know, and we are so much more servants when we know and we care. And so I say all that to say, track things about your interactions and about that person so that when you have a next conversation, or even when you put a follow-up in the calendar to say, I need to check on them. I'm checking on, how did the soccer season go for your child? Or how did that business idea that you were playing with go? And then if it didn't go well, then because I want the best for you, I'm gonna call you on your carpet and say, if you can't give me a good reason why you didn't try that, then how can I support you in trying it? That type of tracking, that personal tracking, that's super important. I have found that not only makes a difference in moving quicker in performance because of the relationship that it builds, but ultimately, it's the investment. My people know that I care about them and they want to do well for me. And I, because I care about them, I want to do well for them. There's another level of success investment that occurs there. And so I know it sounds simple, but it's so profound. And then the other thing I would say is being very clear on standards and expectations. And I'll tell you that. So I've always had very high standards for myself. And then that translates to, one, how the people that I interact with and making sure that they're operating at that standard. And if they're not yet, everybody's at a different level, saying, hey, this may not be the best time to do business, right? And so while giving grace, they all have areas to grow in. But if there's an expectation or a standard that's set about how we're doing business, then if that standard is high or higher than what the norm may be, it's going to propel you to do business a little faster. I'll give you my corporate example really quickly. So I had a team where in one of my teams that I had, we were number one in a particular metric in my company for two years in a row. And the funny thing was, it was a really important metric for the company. So the company, Deb, the company would actually give incentives in order for people to improve in this metric. My poor team, bless their hearts. I love them. They love me. They got no incentives. We were number one just because I honed in on that metric and I said, the expectation is not to do the minimum. The expectation is for you to do the absolute best you can. And I know that our best is better than minimum. And because that was the level of expectation, they continued to exceed it. So why did I tell you this? One of those times that the company was doing them an incentive for that particular metric, my team won. We didn't do anything different. We just continued to do what we did. But when we were in the meeting, it was a party. They threw us a party. We got gifts. And one of my team members said, I loved this moment. the man, there was a one of my manager's colleagues. So he was running the party, and he said, "What did you guys do differently?" And my team member said, "We didn't do anything different. Kanisha says that we're expected to do our job and to do it better than is expected all the time." And I loved that answer because it is, you do great, not just enough. You do great all the time. That's the standard, and you will always win. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through trials, may or may fall out of the top every once in a while. But if that's your standard, then you will always succeed. So I would say those are the two. Again, nothing new. Nobody's hurt. But when you implement them consistently with a commitment to it, it will change the game for you. It will give you that extra 10, 20% that you were talking about in that performance lift.
Brilliant. And look, we just had a big conversation on your show about the direct sales industry that does a lot of incentive-based inspiration, right? Corporations do a lot of incentive-based inspiration. Sales teams, sales leaders, and not to take away that people love to have, you know, the bracelets or the necklaces or the trips or the cars. Those are great. But I think having that internal, like people used to say, and so, you know, you've won, you know, accolades and walked across stages, and so have I. And people have been like, wow. So the assumption is that you're competitive. And I'm like, I've never competed with anybody. I compete with myself. I'm the person that plays squash by myself. Right. I mean, people are like, do you golf? And I'm like, not unless you want to laugh a lot, because I'm the person you don't want to take because it's really competitive. I'm like, personally, I would be trying to hit the ball in the water, because when I'm with people, like I'm playing Monopoly, I'm watching people getting super uptight about plastic houses. You know what I mean? They're like, how do you play Monopoly? It's how you play the world. I'm like, not really. But you know what I mean? I don't compete with other people. I just have a blast. I don't care unless it's crib. But right, crib's fair. But I compete with myself, and I'm like, what's the best that I can do, and how can I get there? Which is why I love having conversations with people about top performance, because why, you know, if you can get there, like if you can, you know, kind of go along the sidewalk like this instead of like this, right? We all cut through the park, right? If we can cut through the park or cut through the parking lot to get to our car, do we go this way and then this way? And then, no, we cut through the parking lot. So if we can do that, why not, right?
Absolutely. And I will add this really quickly. The other thing about having that expectation within oneself, as you said, that internal, my teams are so proud of themselves without the competing of others. Like the fact that we earned number one spots was just a bonus. It wasn't the intent, but they're so proud because they have been lifted to another level about how they think about themselves. Okay. About what they know they can achieve. When you have somebody, and so all of you guys listening, when you have somebody, this is why you need a coach. When all of you all have someone who sees in you more than you see in yourself, and who will breathe life into you and hold you accountable for that, your view of yourself will drastically improve. Your belief in what you can do will drastically improve. Your performance will excel. And that is a beautiful thing to me. I think about my team members, and I love what they went on to accomplish, because I was able to have people who were promoted into higher positions, not because of me, but just because of the support that I provided them, that you have better in you. And when you're held to that standard, you will meet it. So know the bar that you set for yourself, or the bar that you allow somebody else who has your best interest at heart, who wants better for you and who will support you, if it's higher, you will reach it 110%. And so allow that to be the case.
Yeah. Absolutely. From a woman who has a podcast called Coach Up. So if you are a coach, you want to connect with this woman and get on her show. So we're wrapping up, but I have one question for you. We're going to have all of the different ways that you can be reached at. Before I ask this one question though, because not everybody's watching, a lot of people are listening and they're driving and all that kind of stuff, or they're doing something and they're going to go grab a piece of paper and pen right now, people. Where do you want people to go? Do you want, give us an email or a website or an Instagram, or where do you want people to go to reach you?
The best place to go is LinkedIn. Love LinkedIn. Find me on LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com. Yes. /KANESHIHART. Kanisha Hart. And I know you guys are thinking, did she say an I? I did. The I is pronounced as an A. It's Kanisha. We like to keep things spicy and special, but it is LinkedIn.com/Kenesha Hart. Best place to find me. You can also find me on IG, but that's the place.
LinkedIn. Cool. Completely different. You are going on a trip. You've earned yourself a trip. It is the last trip that you're going on, and you have packed your suitcase. And you, in that suitcase, you have room for one album. Yes, I said album, one album. And you're going on a trip, and it's, you know, it's the album that you would take that you could not imagine not ever listening to again in your life. Off you go, desert island, and you're taking it with you. What are you taking?
I'm going to be one of those people that people are like, she didn't even answer the question the way she was supposed to. I'm going to go outside the box. I would take an album created from my Christian gospel mix playlist that is on my Apple iPhone right now.
Oh, okay. So you're going to love me because wrong answer. Yeah, wrong answer. One band, one song, who is it going to be?
I love that you hone in on that. That's a coach right there, y'all. That's the person who doesn't let you off the hook. Okay, I love it. I am going to have to go with Jesus Image.
All right. Jesus Image it is. All right. So you're going to send me their link. I know, because we're like text buddies now. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you so much for being on the show. And you guys, thanks again for listening, sharing, commenting, put it out there. You know, we've got this groovy thing going on with all these women international, International Women's Day coming up. You're going to mark that off your calendar. You're going to head over to devdrummond.com and you're going to check out the events page. We want to make a really cool announcement in a very short time. You guys know I've been a top performance trainer for, 25 years or something like that. And I specialize particularly in two industries. And we have launching, for those that want to play in a group and not just hang out with me, you can still hang out with me. But it is how to run your direct sales business like $1 million CEO. So if it's time for you to like up your direct sales experience and get really good support, well-grounded, well-funded, then we'd love to hear from you and we can give you more information. So we just want to let you know that is announced and launching. So yay, you thought I was going to talk about the I Did It Tour. They did it tour, but I did it today. Something new for you. Thank you so much for being part of our episode today. And you will see her back, I'm pretty sure. Head over to Coach Up Podcasting and get some free coaching. And that's all I have to say today. So you guys, until we see you again, which will be soon, you need to stay well and be groovy. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.